Hello there, this is your little one, and I had a very special request to do a ramble of sorts, not a ramble fap, as I am known to do before, but a Reddit user who wanted to be anonymous asked me if I was friendly towards a certain kind of inebriation, and I am, and they asked if I would just do a ramble while under the influence of said inebriation. And for those of you who know I'm doing Sober October, no, this form of being under the influence doesn't count, because I haven't been influenced like this since, like, April. It is something I do, just not very often. However, here we go. I just wanted to give you that disclaimer that this is not going to be very sexy, at least I don't expect it to be. I just hope I'm entertaining enough for you guys. Maybe you'll just throw this on as background and maybe I'll make you laugh, because I assume that this is just going to be me going on random tangents and making myself laugh for a little bit. But, okay, this is me before I take that leap, and I'm going to go do the thing real quick, and when I come back, I'll start rambling. Okay. Yep, tastes like college. So, there are going to be background sounds such as birds and planes and trains and automobiles. This is my life. I have to deal with this on the regular when trying to record, so. I'll close my window in a little bit. I just want it to not smell quite like something in here. Hello! I wanted to have some music playing too, so I'm just gonna put on the first one that I thought of. Oh, I'm probably gonna need to lower the volume. Nope, not Black Eyed Peas. That's what I was listening to before. Nice. So I will lower this just a bit more. Of course, I went straight to playing Gorillaz because that is my comfort band. If you were to see my office, it is Christmas lights and Gorillaz paraphernalia. yes, that is my favorite band. Has been since middle school. My mom asked me if I had seen, quote-unquote, the new Gorillaz music video. And I was like, I don't know what that is. And she goes, oh, it's the band that did that that song, Clint Eastwood. Did you ever, you didn't hear that? And I was like, no, what are you, Gorillaz and Clint Eastwood. So she first showed me the music video for Feel Good Incorporated. And that changed my life. I was like, animation band? Animation band, hip hop, good music, good? And then she pulled up the Clint Eastwood music video and I was like, oh, okay. Fucking Gorillaz.com was my homepage on my Internet Explorer. They had like this interactive website where you could go inside their studio called Kong Studios. And you can like click on a bunch of different things happening all around. And it was a very interactive website. And I just, I clicked through every nook and cranny of that place. And someday I hope that maybe Jamie Hewlett will bring back, like, kind of, not re-upload, but just be a place that we can go back to explore Kong Studios, because in their canon, in their lore, the place, like, crumbled down, it was attacked by helicopters, and then they went to Plastic Beach, and then they left Plastic Beach. Anyway, this is me when I'm... Anyway... caught myself there. Yeah, I can just, I already, when sober, can go on tangents about Gorillaz, and also I was making the joke that when I started recording this, I was just gonna talk about Mad Max Fury Road for 87 minutes, because I can talk about how cool that shit is, too. Sorry, I had to have a little tea. My mouth is dry. So, I don't really know what else to talk about. So I should have definitely figured for there being long stretches of time where I don't say anything because I'm just grooving on music. I mean, that's how I usually am. Of course, has nothing to do with being under the influence. 19-2000 ended, so I'm just gonna put on Momentary Bliss. Cool. So, an idea that I had recently for... I was gonna say safer work, but I guess it's more ASMR. I thought about how I crochet, and what if there could be, like, some kind of recording of me, like, just crocheting and talking to you. Some kind of soothing thing, because I was listening to ASMR before I went to bed last night. And I thought, what kind of ASMR could I even do? I have too much anxiety to keep my nails as long as I want them to be. So, I crochet a lot. I don't know if people would like that. That'd be pretty neat. Because obviously I have the inspiration to do these sexual audios, all so many things that come up. Literally. But I do want to work more on the YouTube channel and venture into other things, just because I started doing this right here with, like, the why not mentality. Doing this audio right now, and then all the way back to when I first started writing smut and then started doing audios. It was all on a why not mentality, and now I'm just, like, gripping everywhere, just trying to find what else could be really, really neat. Because I like helping people. Even if I'm helping you get off, that's great. And if I'm helping you by getting inebriated and being background for you while you do work, I guess that's helping. Straight down to, you know, the people, every single person that listens to the kind of guided meditation and words of affirmation. I like helping people. Probably said that like 10 times already. Need more green tea. I'm drinking Arizona green tea. I just lowered the volume a bit. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be very entertaining for much longer. I just don't really know what to talk about. I just appreciate that someone heard my AMA and was like, I want to hear this person talk about everything as it comes to their mind. My desk here, what I refer to as my battle station, is pretty much always just cans of either tea or soda or bubbly water and sometimes beer. So it's like cans and then my sex toys. This is my battle station. And then I just realized that the mouse pad that I've been using all this time is even sexual itself, because it's like, it's one of those mouse pads where you can rest your wrist, the wrist rest. It's like kind of like a squishy type, I don't know, silicone material. I don't know. And it could be like a lady's boobus, or it could be an ass, and I have an ass. It's Loki bending over, like Avengers Loki, and it's his sweet ass. And for some reason, the name Thor is tattooed as a tramp stamp. I'm not as into that aspect, but shit, that ass though, it was a gift. I should say it was a gift. It's I did not buy this, but I love it to death. Those are the best kind of gifts are just, wow, that's ridiculous. It's perfect. But anyway, how long have I been recording? It's only been 12 minutes. That felt like 20 minutes. But anyhow, you know what suddenly just hit me? I like feel like doing the dishes right now. And that's good, because usually I don't much feel like doing that. And I just feel like going on and going in there, putting on a record, blasting one of my vinyl. I collect vinyl, by the way. I have exactly 150 at this point in time. Oh, there's a plane. And I just love collecting vinyl and listening to it like that. You can call me a hipster for liking the snaps, crackles, and pops of from years of listening and loving and sharing with people. Of course, I don't think the sound compares to the high quality that we can produce now. But for older music, I like that stuff. I do have newer albums on vinyl just because they're neat. I just think they're neat. But I've started collecting since I was like 16, so. And I'm turning 29 in less than a month. That's fun. Hey, another plane. Anyway, I think I'm gonna go do the dishes. This has been lovely. I hope that when I listen back to this, I'm not gonna be like, wow, you sound stupid. I mean, I probably will anyway, but that's how I feel about most of the editing process. You know, I'm laying on the ground and I'm just, you know, fucking myself stupid with these toys, and then I have to listen back to that and be like, yes, I don't sound stupid. anywho, thank you, you know who you are, for asking me to do this. I hopefully will be putting it up later. But I will catch you guys later. Much more good stuff to come. Check my posts. Follow me on Twitter. I am constantly wanting to give updates on what's going on, so I'll be talking to you soon. Bye.